Faithful Christians are observing Good Friday today, and Jews are marking the second day of Passover. But try to find a greeting card that reflects the true meaning of either Passover or Easter. Commentator Joseph LeConte writes about religion, and he wonders why it's so difficult to buy an unabashedly religious card.
Notice how vendors nowadays arrange their card displays for Holy Week. Passover and Easter each are divided into two categories. There's a tiny sample of religious offerings overshadowed by, you guessed it, the non-religious Jewish and Christian greetings. Call it risk-free religion. Many Americans, it seems, want spirituality without God, and the mavens of Madison Avenue are happy to give it to them. So among the Passover cards at one shop I visited, there was no mention of the Hebrew flight from Egypt. The best I could find was a card with a picture of Snoopy wearing a yarmulke wishing the recipient a wonderful, warm, I found the Afikoman feeling, referring to the game traditionally played by Jewish children at the Passover meal. I searched in vain for any reference to the redemptive meaning of one of Judaism's most sacred holidays, God's deliverance of his people from slavery into the blessed freedom of the Promised Land. Christians fare no better in the Easter department. You might find this message for a granddaughter. You're like an Easter basket. You're just full of sweetness. Or this offering, obviously intended to boost sagging self-esteem. God made you special. Happy Easter. Or this greeting for a brother. Life is good and lots of fun times are ahead, so get out there and enjoy them. I don't know what your brother would do with a card like that, but mine would wonder if I'd been kicked in the head by an Easter bunny. Can't you just hear Jesus on the way to his crucifixion? Cheer up, boys. Happy days are here again. Not a single card dared to mention the central claim of the Christian faith, that Jesus suffered, died, and came back to life to pay for the sins of the world. Believers in both communities give thanks this season to a God not only of relentless love, but of fierce justice, to the holy Redeemer who acts in history to defend the weak and rescue those condemned to die. That's stiff medicine for many who think of God more as a cosmic version of Barney the dinosaur, whose only purpose is to dispense feel-good platitudes. But could faith like this have sustained Jews and Christians through centuries of persecution, martyrdom, and death camps? Could it have produced an Anne Frank, or a Mother Teresa, or a Martin Luther King Jr.? The high priest at Hallmark Incorporated seemed to think so. But for millions of believing Americans, this secular substitute is no match for the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Jesus. May the faithful enjoy a blessed Passover and a very happy Easter.
Joseph LeConte is the William E. Simon Fellow in Religion and a Free Society at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington.